Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Mommy Files of a New Black Mom. So we're back, and we've been on this stretch of like dating mom life. It's real weird, real crazy. But this week we're discussing embracing new men or women, if that's your tea, and meeting your kids. I said this with the most love and most honest with, you know, just that kind of honest feeling you always have. Don't invest men into your children's lives unless you know that you're going to be together. And be together meaning like marriage or even real long commitment. And how do you know that? You don't. But the real pickup on it isn't just the first guy you date, bring him to your house, introduce your kids to him. No. Basically, you date a ghost. When your kids say, Mommy, who you hanging with? A friend. And a friend with no name, because if you have children who speak and who talk and who can repeat, they'll tell anyone with ears about your personal life. So, it's in your best interest that unless you want your child telling your mother, your grandmother, their father, their mother, whoever, hey, Mommy's dating David. Mommy went on a date with David. Mommy knows David. David, 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 David. You will turn into a walking newspaper. And I mean that with the most loving gesture. You know, like, yes, you should date. Absolutely. But when it comes to introducing men and women to your children, you have to be very leery. Not because they may not have good intentions, but you get caught up with this person, right? Now, hear me out. You like this person. This person is all that. Bag of chips, two dips, and some candy to split. But it was like a whirlwind romance. You went together for like a month. Y'all loved each other for two. Now he's gone. Now your child, who all of a sudden became so attached to this person, has now had to lose these feelings. And if you're a person who dates continually, you will continually have different people in your life. Do I suggest they should meet them maybe once? Maybe. And it shouldn't even be a one-on-one personal thing. Let's just say they go to a party, or that's not a really good reference. Let's just say you work with the man and your kid comes up and happens to see this person, and you say, oh, mom, this is mommy's coworker, Danny. Danny, this is my daughter, T. T, say hi to Mr. Manny. Cool. Keep it going. Now, if that's not a thing that can happen, then don't force meeting your kid, because what happens is your kids automatically are like, red light, something's going on here. One, they're going to see your reaction with them, and then they're going to start asking questions. But if you introduce them in a very general, open, honest conversation, what happens is you go from your kids going from like detective to just, oh, it's another person who works with mommy. And don't just be the only person you introduce them to as well. Introduce them to multiple people around the same time, in a sense of like, if you can bring your kid to your job and you work in a place where you can introduce them to a few of your coworkers, mix the person you're dating, if that person happens to work with you, in that mix, so they don't feel like, well, this is mommy's friend, and then they now know that you singled this person out. This person is someone important, and if they can put one plus one together, they can definitely say, oh, mommy's friend. Now, my daughter being two, when I started talking to a guy, she met him not on purpose. One of my friends had a Thanksgiving dinner, and he happened to be invited because they're mutual friends. And my daughter was not intentionally supposed to be there either. Let's just say that. So the 2 + 2 happened to equal 4 that night. And he happened to meet my daughter. She happened to interact with him. She started getting real attached. But that's because she's 2. So she gets attached to stuffed animals. So it wasn't anything specific. But then because she met him, then she heard me say his name, she put 1 and 1 together. So then it was like, anytime she heard me on the phone, she asked, is that him? Is that him? By name. Oh, call him. Have you talked to him? Call him. I want to see him. Oh, you see me on the phone with him? Now it's, oh, I want to talk to him. It became so attached. So when me and him ended up breaking things off, it became really weird, because she naturally kind of asks about him, but not into the full extent of like my goddaughter, who's 7, who, because her mom is dating, any man that she feels is important or involved, she now becomes all the way invested. And it's really hard to lose that connection when it comes to kids, because you want to date and you want to date safely, but you also, you can introduce your children and talk about your children or child, but you don't want them to feel like it's all about the kids, nor do you want them to feel like you don't have anything to talk about but your kid. And I mean that with the most respect. I find that even when I have like business meetings, my assistant who doesn't have children always laughs, because she's like, girl, every meeting we have, we find out someone has a kid, it becomes a whole mommy conversation. I'm like, moms love to talk about kids, and they talk about life, and they talk about mommy things, and it happens. You are initiated into this club you didn't think you were a part of, and it's really hard to turn it off. So when it comes to kids, you have to be very careful. Be very careful how much you bring your child around someone and how you introduce them and how you make things work, because at the end of the day, they're going to play a major role in whether this person is a stay or go. But you should not invest them into anything extra unless this person has given you a reason to. I would say give it between 6 months and a year. And that's the biggest grace period you'll probably ever get, because think about it like this. If you date this person, your dating is going to be at least 3-4 months. So that's going to go by fast. You're going to go on dates. You're going to get whimsical. You're going to be cute and all that. By the 6 to 8 month mark, you're usually putting a label on your relationship. This is boyfriend. This is girlfriend. This is boyfriend. This is fiance. This is girlfriend. This is fiance. Whatever. By a year, especially if you're over 25, you know where this is going. Whether it be, you know, we live in separate homes, but we're dating seriously, we're trying to get married, we're talking exclusivity, we're talking about long term. By a year, between 6 months and a year is usually the best time to either introduce or really invest in your child being around this person. Especially if you have younger children, you have to be mindful that they're going to become attached. They're going to become very much involved. And they don't have to be 24/7 involved with this person. But what you do want to see is how your kids react with them, how they act around them, how they respond to your child. Especially because people are creeps. And I've watched, and I know most of you have seen, where people are like, mom went to work, left kid with the boyfriend killed her, raped her, threw her down the stairs, freaked out, whatever. And it's scary as fuck, because you think about, oh my God, you know, I trust this person, I think I know this person. I don't even trust my family as much as that. But when it comes down to really being involved with someone, I wouldn't really necessarily say I would trust them 110% until maybe a couple years in. And even then, I would always keep my ear to the ground, because, again, she's my child, my biological child. Now, if you have been there since she was born, this is basically your child as well. If you're involved in somebody's life since they were like 1 or 2, again, you're already invested in a big chunk of their life. And now you're at such a beginning phase that they're going to start growing with you, so you start growing with them. When you come into a kid's life that's like 12 or 10, they're already established, they already know what's going on, they're a little bit more verbal, they're a little bit more discerning of you, and you almost want to play best step parent role or whatever. But that's not always a necessity. I find that be yourself. People are going to respect yourself. Have boundaries and conversations, like, you know, you can call me X, Y, or Z, whichever one of those make you feel comfortable. And if you feel like none of those do, you can ask me, like, do you mind if I call you this? If it's okay, can I call you that? Let them have a voice, because a lot of times you involve people and you don't give your child a voice to really say, mommy, I don't like this person, I don't feel safe with this person, before you're like, oh, this is my boyfriend, so you're gonna respect him because he's going to live here. And kids are getting raped and beaten by their step parents, and their parents are just oblivious. I digress, I'm sorry. I get real passionate about shit like this, because I'm really big on my child being very separate from my personal life until I feel comfortable. And me feeling comfortable doesn't mean you're going to be keeping my kid, taking her on vacation. The furthest it might be is pick her up from school, maybe keep her for an hour after I need, if I really need it. Otherwise, I will invest in daycare, childcare services, babysitter, whatever to limit that until she's able to verbalize and speak on, you know, if they feel comfortable, if they feel safe, because you have to have that discerning spirit of if this person is safe enough to be around your child, because you'll notice things. And my mother said, always keep your eyes open when people don't think they're around, because if you can, you know, converse, but your attention to my daughter is not to be in her face, like you're there, but you don't need to sugarcoat it. You ain't gotta be her bestie. She's going to be overly interested in you anyway. But it's the respect level, it's the comfort level, it's how you interact. Is if you feel a little too comfortable, a little too touchy, or if you're just enough where she likes you and you can talk to her and you come off caring and considerate. There'll be different times where those things will come into play, where you'll see if she falls, how you react. If she cries, how you gonna react. If she wakes up in the middle of the night screaming, how you gonna react. I would not move a person into my home until probably 2, maybe 3 years, depending on their relationship. I'm really leery about people in spaces, because you have to be very mindful. And even then, I probably would put a baby cam in my kids' room without them knowing, just to make sure I keep a good eye to the sky in case shit go left. Just say. It's not about not trusting. It's all into the factor of my daughter being used to a home where it was me and her father, and now it's just me and her. And now a stranger, technically a stranger, has moved into her space. So I want her to feel safe. I want her to feel comfortable. And she has habits that she can't change overnight. So it'll be things where you just got to know. And it's not to scare you, but it's very realistic where people don't know the person they're with. And then they're together 3 months, 6 months down the road, they're moved in. And now, you know, stuff is changing. The dynamic is changing. The relationships are changing. And you should know when you bring someone in, if you want them to be a parent, moms, dads, and you want them to be parents, you have to be very realistic of what their parenting skills are, what their parenting technique is, what they consider parenting. Because I find it humorous that people are so surprised when they find out someone is like a person who believes in beating, and they don't. They also find it interesting in a lot of factors where it's like, I didn't know this person, you know, had a temper like that, or they felt that way about, you know, my kid, or they'll be, oh, that's not my child, that's her kid. Like, you want someone who can invest in not just you, but your kid, and they should look at your child like their child, because that's how I would look at anyone coming in with a child. But it's also that kind of love and compassion that's really hard to find. People find it very hard to love something that's not attachable to them, and kids are that. Like, you love this man. Your daughter doesn't have to love him. She may learn to respect and love him, but those initial feelings that you have of him are lustful for your own self. And you want your kids to feel safe enough that they trust this person, or they can confide in you. That's why sometimes people are so leery of bringing people around their kids until they're older. And even then, it's like they still live separate lives until they feel comfortable. But it's one of those things where you have to almost vet people out. And if you don't know how to do that, or you're not really ready to do that, baby, don't do it. And I mean that wholeheartedly. It's very hard to trust. And when you break a trust, sometimes it's too late. And I'm not a big fan of giving people multiple chances. So when things seem fishy and weird, I'm gone. And because of that, people just don't always vibe with it. They'd be like, oh my God, you're just being dramatic. No, not at all. Not dramatic. I know what makes me feel safe and comfortable, and I know what my daughters feel safe and comfortable at. So if she comes in and I see her dynamic change, baby, you're gone. Gone. But then, again, it's how you integrate this new person. Are you introducing them? Are you telling them who they are? Are you being honest without giving all your juice away? And don't refer to them as, oh, mommy's friend. This is mommy's boyfriend. Mommy has a boyfriend. Mommy is dating Mr. Who or Mr. Whoever or Mrs. Whoever. And she will be around. Do you mind? How does it make you feel? Do you want to talk to her? Do you want to talk to him? How do you feel about them being around? Is it okay if mommy goes out with them? Like, involve them. Involve them. Because they are a major part of your life. They're going to be there all day, every day for the rest of your days. So why not encourage them to be opinionated and feel safe and feel like if they need to tell you something that makes them feel uncomfortable, that they won't be fearful because that's mommy's friend and mommy won't listen because mommy's only going to listen to mommy's friend. Like, no. I remember when my parents got divorced and then my mom started dating. And because she had met and married this man before, really was, we'll get into that story one day in life. But he wasn't a complete stranger, but he was a stranger to our children. We had met him once previously, and now my mom was really involved with this guy, and he was just like, not stranger danger, but definitely new man who did. But his intent and his honesty was very real. Seeing him treat my mom good made me feel safer around him. And then he was always honest and very blunt, but very enduring, very loving. Like, he had a lot of unique factors that made him my stepfather. Like, he was a great guy. God rest his soul. He passed away from cancer, and he was only in my life for, I would say, 6 or 7, no, like 8 years, 8 years. And it was crazy because my brothers became really invested in him, which is really unique because I think he was a true father figure, which is hard because my dad was a great dad. Don't get me wrong. My dad is a great dad. But you don't know everyone. So it's like your version of a dad is what you see. So when you meet new people and they give you new things, you're like, oh, this is what this dad could be like. And I think my brothers really loved him as well. Like, he had such a great aura about him. He was very much a more outspoken, more broader net kind of guy where he had a personality. He loved to party. He loved to dance. Him and my mom just had a life. And even until he died, my mother was extremely invested and grateful for him in her life and her in his life. And it was like, she never forced us to like him. It was like, you know, this is who I want to be with. My brothers at the time were grown. My brothers were like 18 almost, like 17 and 21 when we first met my mom's boyfriend. Well, my mom's husband. And by the time they got married and everything, my brothers were grown. So the only person really involved was me. It was very unique because I was just like, okay, cool. I was nervous, I will say that. And being a parent myself, I know how it feels to introduce people now, because my mother would be like, you know, this is Mr. Terry, and you know, I really want to be with him. And yeah, like, she kind of introduced us in a comfortable way. My brothers called him by his first name. I would call him by his first name sometimes, but a lot of it was, I feel like I did call him my stepfather or stepdad, or it was one of those things where it was like really easy for me to kind of connect with him. And I found that when it came to him, I knew that his best intentions was us and my mom's well-being, but he definitely cared about us. And I appreciate that, because he didn't have to. But you live and you learn. My father, when I became grown in college, he got with his wife. Now, mind you, he was dating. The same time my mom was dating, and it was weird because he hid it, but my father doesn't lie well, so there's that. And he hid it in a way where I was just kind of confused, but I was a kid, so my mom was like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, me and daddy are going to this lady's house. She's like, why are you going there? Because they're playing cards. Oh, okay. Or yeah, my mother would call and be like, oh, you know, where's your father? Oh, he went to dinner with such and such. Why? But my father was afraid to talk. He was afraid to tell me. And when he did, it was only after her daughter had already said, well, you know, our parents are girlfriend and boyfriend, like, dating. I'm like, what are you talking about? She was like, yeah, like, they're going together. So I immediately called my mother, like, did you know? And My mother was furious. Not because she didn't know, but because my father was so leery of telling me. He just rather sneak. He'll say he didn't sneak, but it was definitely sneaking. And instead of him being honest, it made a very big rift between me and her, because then I felt like it was so weird. Not only because she was my mom's friend and her daughter was my brother's first love and sexual partner, but it didn't feel genuine. It felt really weird. And she's cool now. My father and her have been together since I was like 13. I'm 30 now, so it's been a while. And they're married, so it is what it is. But I won't refer to her as my stepmother. I don't even refer to her kids as stepbrother, stepsister. Those are her kids. I'm his child. You're his wife. That's it. So there's two very unique dynamics. But what you learn is that you make these dynamics happen. And how can I say it? You will play the role in how your children feel about this person. And nobody else will change that. Nobody else could change that. And I feel bad for people when they're like, oh, you know, my kid this, my kid didn't like that. And it's like, not all the time, but most of the time, you know what kind of person this person is with kids, because you've seen them. Whether you have a niece, a nephew, a goddaughter, a godson, you see it. And I find that when you really want to be with somebody, it will show. But I don't want to force anybody on my daughter. I know how attached she gets. And she's quick to be like, daddy, daddy. And I'm like, it's not your father, because she is a male voice. Now, yes, she knows what her father looks like. Yes, she knows who her father is. That's not a factor. But she associates men as her father. She doesn't, like, she gets, like, she has uncles and she gets that she has, like, brothers. But to her, all men, if they're not, like, pop-pop or uncle, is daddy. Just straight up daddy. Like, not friend, not homeboy, not none of that. Daddy. And I'm like, no, baby, that's not how that works. You can't just dab someone. And people will be like, oh my god, but she's two, she's gonna call people dad. Relax, it's not because she don't have a daddy. Relax. If she was five doing it, then we'd be concerned. Okay. But again, when it comes to involving your children, think of it in long term. Don't think of it as short term goals, because what you'll do is rush to bring this person around for your kid to kind of either freak the fuck out or become overly attached. And if you and this person don't work out, it won't work out for the long term. And it won't work out because it's not worth it. I find that my daughter enjoys people and she's a people person. So meeting people is not a new thing, a crazy thing. She speaks to the people she walks past in the grocery store. So it's not like, oh, you know, this is such and such. She'll just go hi and she'll remember your name and she'll, you know, talk to you and she's super friendly. But when you try to hide something from your kids, they're gonna know. They're gonna know. And you set up the dynamic. So let's just say you go, I would love for you to meet my daughter. Let's have dinner. And not in my house. So go out, have dinner, be around them, maybe do a little social activity, maybe go do jumping, trampoline, house, whatever. And all of that. And that way there's an activity. And that way there's a way for her to get to know each other. But it's not forced. It's not in their home. They don't feel like they're kind of trapped or lost in their house with you. And they don't feel necessarily like, why is this person here? Like, it's a weird vibe. They should meet out in public. And it should be something where you see them interact. And a time where they can sit down. And if she wants or they want or he wants to ask some questions, they can. And they can feel safely. And then you can say, you know, how do you feel about mommy and Mr. or daddy and Mrs. going out and hanging out? And they will ask you, especially because if they're smart enough, they're going to be like, oh, like a girlfriend? Cool. If they're young, you know, they'll probably just be like, hi, you know, play, you want to color, you want to do this. Like, that's pretty much the role my daughter's in now. And anybody who meets her is very lucky. Let's just say that. But I want you to meet people. I want you to date people. But no, not to bring them directly into your home and force them down your child's throat and make it super fucking awkward. That's not what we're here for. I love you for listening. And baby girl, I'm out.